It's 7:43 on this West Virginia morning. I'm Teresa Wills. Not many needle exchange programs exist in Virginia. That's partially because law enforcement officers don't approve.
If we as a community are endorsing and lifting up and supporting the use of heroin, what does that say to our kids?
That's coming up. This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. With the 2020 election still almost 2 years away, Republican Governor Jim Justice has announced he is running for re-election. The announcement, which came yesterday at an event in White Sulphur Springs, was promoted by the state Republican Party through an email invitation to media and other interested parties. Dave Mistich has more.
Justice looked back over his past 2 years in office throughout a speech that lasted nearly half an hour. Elected in 2016 as a Democrat, Justice switched his political affiliation to Republican at a rally for President Donald Trump in Huntington in August 2017. Despite once drawing criticism for financial troubles involving his family's businesses, Justice seems to have won the favor of his new party. Just ahead of the 2018 midterm election, he gave a $20,000 donation to the state GOP. While the 2020 election is still 22 months away, Justice's campaign announcement is the second to come in the race for governor, and the first from a Republican. Democrat and community organizer Stephen Smith kicked off his campaign in November before holding a series of events around the state last month. Other possible gubernatorial hopefuls have yet to formally or informally declare their intention to run. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Dave Mistich in Charleston.
Needle exchanges are a proven way to help slow the spread of HIV and hepatitis C. They also help connect addicts to recovery and treatment. Despite approval by Virginia lawmakers, there are only three exchanges operating in that state. One roadblock is getting permission from local law enforcement. Mallory Nopain from Radio IQ and Virginia Public Radio spoke to police in Southwest Virginia who have been grappling with the issue.
In Roanoke, Police Chief Tim Jones has a binder on his desk. It's full of newspaper clippings and research, all about needle exchanges.
Matter of fact, here is the PowerPoint presentation from the Virginia Department of Health.
He's looked at that presentation three times, but it still hasn't changed his mind. He's opposed. He points to pamphlets that show how to use needles as safely as possible.
And this is one that really kind of rubs me the wrong way. Providers recognize that participants are experts in their own lives. Really? If I've got a substance abuse disorder, I think I've already messed that up. Obviously, they are not the experts in their own lives, or they wouldn't be coming to get free, clean heroin needles.
Needle exchanges are part of a strategy called comprehensive harm reduction. The hope is that if you get drug users in the door, you can provide other services like disease testing and recovery support. State officials have embraced the strategy, but others are not on board.
So if we as a community are endorsing and lifting up and supporting the use of heroin, what does that say to our kids?
Do you think that's what a needle exchange does, is endorses the use of heroin?
Absolutely.
Jones's resistance has led to a standoff in Roanoke, where city officials say an exchange would help battle rising rates of hepatitis C. But state law requires law enforcement to support the program, and Jones has refused to sign a letter of endorsement. One of his sticking points is that it's illegal to carry drug paraphernalia, and he's being asked to look the other way.
Reasonable immunities. And, you know, immunities to me translates to, give me a free pass, chief, if you catch me with a syringe and heroin on my person. As long as I can give proof that I'm involved in the harm reduction program. That doesn't work that way.
Roanoke isn't the only locality facing resistance from police. In a recent report, the Department of Health says lack of support from law enforcement has been a barrier in several jurisdictions. But not in Wise. The rural county is another 3 hours west of Roanoke. With the support of law enforcement, the health department here began a needle exchange this summer.
I'm Sheriff Ronnie Oaks, Wise County, and City of Norton Sheriff. And I've been the sheriff here now. This is my 23rd year.
Oaks has seen the decline of coal in this community, followed by the subsequent rise of drug abuse. Through it all, he says, his job has been not just to enforce the law, but to help keep his community safe.
Are you not concerned that you're facilitating drug use, that you're making drug use easier?
Well, we don't feel like we are because we feel that these people who are going to use it and abuse it, they want to be safe as they can, if that's possible. And that's the reason they want to exchange the needle in the syringe program. They want to be involved in it. And if they do that, of course, it's helping us.
At first, Oaks was opposed. But after health officials told him it could help save lives, he reevaluated.
How many funerals have you been to from someone who's overdosed?
I've probably been to a dozen, at least, yeah, over the years, to see the family who are there, and you try to have a good word to say to them. You know, nothing helps, but I don't know what we do. You know, we just keep trying to make a difference.
Since the needle exchange began, the health department has distributed more than 20 overdose reversal kits to people who have come in for clean needles. At least 3 kits have already been used to revive someone. In Wise, I'm Mallory Nopain.
West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. Our producer is Glennis Board. I'm Teresa Wills.